Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Donna Clark, and this is my radio show, weekly radio show, and we're all fueled by intention here. That's my second book called By Intention. Today's, I hope y'all are having a great day. I hope this Sunday is starting off a great week for you. I know my day was pretty awesome. I had a lot that I did with our residents at work and just had the most fun. And that's my goal, to make sure that we have the best day ever for myself and for the people that I work with. So today's show is called Be a Boss Today, a common term these days. Yeah, boss lady. You see things that say boss lady on them, and I'm the boss of me, and all kinds of things using the word boss. But when I say be a boss today, I mean you can at any time, but hopefully right now, today, start owning all of the things in control of your life. So being a boss, to me, being a boss means that you're making all of your decisions. Everything that is a goal to you, you're making clear and present intentions each day to get to that goal. And you're taking the time out for you. You're taking, you know, we all have things that we have to do. We've got to pay the bills. We've got to, you know, take care of our kids, take care of our grandkids, take care of the house, take care of the pets, you know, it goes on and on. But the number one thing you have to do in order to do all those other things, I'm considering that you want to do those things, is to be a boss of your life, to take care of you. You've got to take care of your health. You've got to take care of your mental health and your physical health, and you've got to work on your goals. So your mental health, working on your mental health to be the boss, to be a boss today, is setting clear goals and taking little tiny pieces of these goals and doing at least one of these little tiny puzzle pieces a day until you have the whole puzzle put together and you've reached that goal. So it's not as daunting that way, is it? I mean, if I say that I have a goal that I want to be an entrepreneur and I've got a 9-to-5 job, I've got my family and everything I've got to consider there, so I can't just go and, you know, people are relying on me to pay bills. I can't just go and quit my 9-to-5 job because I need to use that job to pay my way in life, taking care of other things. But I'm going to take a piece of my day each day and do one thing towards my goal to be an entrepreneur. And it doesn't have to be something outlandishly big. I said a little tiny puzzle piece. So if you have one little puzzle piece, that might mean, all right, I want to be an entrepreneur. I already know, you know, since I'm a goal setter and I've made my intentions, that I know that I want to be an entrepreneur as a craft jewelry bracelet maker, okay? I'm just using this as an example because, dude, I am not good with crafts, okay? Arts and crafts, not part of my resume, okay? I will buy it from you, and I will praise you, but it's not coming out of these hands. Anyway, so one thing that I can do today, my puzzle piece today could be what I could research on the internet. Etsy. Today, I'm going to look at Etsy and see some of the styles out there. So I'm going to spend like 15 minutes today on Etsy and see what other people creating for bracelets. That's it. Maybe jot down a few notes, you know, like I really did see a lot of silver and, you know, there wasn't that much turquoise, you know, in the beads and, you know, whatever I found as I looked at 15 minutes worth of Etsy bracelet sites and seeing what other folks are doing and seeing if any of that kind of strikes a chord with me and seeing what the trends are. And since I want to do this to make money, seeing, you know, what is selling out there. So 15 minutes. I could do this on my lunch hour. Nobody has to know. You put in your headphones and you get your little notebook and you jot down a couple things, you know, silver, turquoise, a wire. They used wire, but these people, they used rope, and that's something cool. I kind of like that. Or maybe, you know, it seems to be really popular with this white cord, a few notes. No one has to know what you're doing. And if you want to share it with people, fine, go ahead. But this is all you. This is all for you. Take the 15 minutes. Do it in your car before you go into work. Get up in the morning early, 15 minutes early, and do your homework. Come home from work after the kids are in bed and take 15 minutes before you, you know, like mindlessly stare at American Idol watch somebody else's dreams. Take that 15 minutes and claim you being a boss of your life today. Claim your power and take that 15 minutes for your puzzle piece. And you've got to do this every day, okay? It's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes tomorrow. You may research what beads cost. You know, you're going to be making a profit. You want to be making a profit, you have to see how much you would have to charge. Let's just see, you saw yesterday what people are using, and you picked out a couple things you like. Well, how much do those beads cost? Do your research. 15 minutes, one puzzle piece, putting it all together and being a boss of your life. So if you think that's a good idea, let me know. I'm certainly open to getting back to you through email. You can contact me at donna.clark123@gmail.com, and I will answer your email. And just let me know what kind of questions you have about this. Maybe there's it's not as clear as you want it to be, and let me see if I can explain it a little bit better for you so that I can help you be the boss of your day. So this week, what are your intentions? Make sure that you set yourself up for success this week. Make sure that you have your goals in your mind and your intentions to complete little steps towards those goals. And you will feel so much better about each part of your life because you are actually winning. You're getting ahead. You're not staying stagnant. You are achieving. And, well, that's my dog barking because I heard like a bang outside. It's not a transformer in the area going off because then we'll be powerless for a while. But then I'll just enjoy sitting outside for a while. But everybody, set your goals and your intentions this week. Send me an email with any of your questions or any suggestions on topics. And check out Facebook page, Fueled by Intent, and have a fantastic, wonderful week. Be a boss today.